Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Sunday of the baptism of our Lord. Father in heaven, who at the baptism of Jesus in the River Jordan proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit, grant that all who are baptized into his name may keep the covenant they have made and boldly confess him as Lord and Savior, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, beginning at the first verse. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly being. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders, the Lord over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl, the strips the forest bare, and in his temple all say glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. God of grace and glory, you call us with your voice of flame to be your people, faithful and courageous. As your beloved Son embraced his mission in the waters of baptism, inspire us with the fire of your Spirit to join in his transforming work. We ask this in the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 19, beginning with the first verse. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, Into what then were you baptized? They answered, into John's baptism. Paul said, John baptized with the baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus. On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 of them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came down from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Today, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus by his cousin John in the muddy Jordan River. Now, just a few weeks ago, we were celebrating his birth. Today, we meet him as a grown man in his 30s. Standing in the water with John. John was at the river most days. He worked nonstop with a zeal and a fervor, inviting people to come to the water and be baptized. He was a popular, complicated figure by his wild appearance. He was outspoken and radical in both his opinions and his appearance. He was single-minded in his ministry. Turn back to God, repent of your sins. Be cleansed through baptism and receive forgiveness. And John also at that time had many disciples who traveled with him and assisted him with his ministry. John's message was a radical one for the time. To be forgiven, to receive God's grace and favor, to be free from the burdens of the weight of all that had been carried in a person's heart was huge and not actually in keeping with the religious edicts of the day. Life was challenging. People's hearts were heavy, and they came to him to the riverside to be relieved of their great burden and to know God's love once more. So as John traveled along the bank of the Jordan River, people welcomed him. They called him prophet. They even called him Messiah. But he was clear about his role. He said that he wasn't the Messiah, that he was the one called to prepare the way of the Lord. So day after day, he prepared people for the one who was to come, the one whose sandals he said he was unfit to tie.
And in the fullness of time, that
day arrived. And he looked up to find he's face to face with his cousin Jesus. Now John knows that Jesus is indeed the one sent by God, and his arrival is a signal. Jesus has come to be baptized. He's come to him to be cleansed and forgiven. Now, elsewhere in the Gospels, we learn that John reacts pretty strongly about this. No, he says, no. I should be baptized by you. But Jesus knows that this is part of the plan. And so John baptizes him. The act of this baptism is life-changing for Jesus. As he comes up from the water, Mark tells us that Jesus saw the heavens torn apart, descending like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, my Beloved. With you I am well pleased. In the season of Epiphany, our readings underscore the ways in which God is revealed in Jesus. Today, we see Jesus affirmed as the Son of God, the one upon whom God's Spirit rests. And here is, for us, the revelation of Jesus as the Messiah, as the Christ, as the Anointed One. For Jesus, this is the confirmation of his purpose, the beginning of his public ministry. This was his time, his commissioning. So in Jesus, we see the power of God affirming him, propelling him onto the public arena. We see him empowered by the action of John's baptism, fully assuming his authority as Christ among us, as Emmanuel, God with us, as healer, as teacher, and ultimately as our Savior and Redeemer. Nothing would be the same for him or for John either, because as Jesus rises out of the water, John understands that his work will be winding down. The power of that baptism cannot be overstated. It was the defining moment for Jesus. Filled with the Holy Spirit, he went off by himself to a time of wilderness, during which he was tempted by Satan and tempered for the task ahead. The baptism was the beginning of his ministry. Now, this is important for us, we who've been baptized, initiated into the body of Christ. We weren't given the same kind of baptism that John gave, but that was a preparation of sorts for the people of the time. But like Jesus, we in our baptism have been given the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that is a commissioning of our own. Through the waters of baptism, we are, of course, cleansed and forgiven, but there's so much more involved. When the Spirit descended on Jesus that day, and perhaps he was the only one that saw it, I tell you, the day that we were baptized, even as a teeny baby, we received that same Holy Spirit. We have been anointed too. In the moment when we received that splash of holy water, we were sealed as Christ's own forever, and we received a powerful and indelible gift. We became part of an eternal covenant with God, an heir to the heavenly realm. In that baptism, we're given, I say this often, you'll hear it in the deacon's class and many times, we're given the master key. Baptism as the initiatory sacrament is the master key to all the other sacraments. In that one powerful, intentional act of water and spirit, we become Christian. God smiles on us as the Holy Spirit descends on us, and we are filled to overflowing with divine love. And God says to each and every one of us, "You are my beloved. With you I am well pleased." Now think about that. Do you believe that? Do you know it to be a truth in your life that you are God's well-beloved? The depth of God's love for us, overflowing. It's true. You are beloved by Creator, a love that takes us through this world and into the world to come. And that promise was won for us by Jesus through his death and resurrection. We are beloved because we belong to Jesus in our baptism. And our baptism is a life-transforming event. May not have the appearance of that when we see a child in the priest's arms having water poured over its head, but it is, through the benefit of the sacrament, a powerful, mystical event. We are different. We cannot be the same. We are fundamentally changed forever, even if that is not visible to our naked eye. So getting a sense of the importance of it is actually the first level of ordination. Remember that to be ordained means that we're set apart for a special task or a duty. And in our baptism, we've been set apart as a member of the body of Christ. We are on a unique spiritual path to become Christ-like as we grow in faith. Jesus knew, as he was pushed under the water of the Jordan by his cousin's strong hands, that he was following a plan. But what happened next for him was a wonderful confirmation. As he heard the affirmation of his Heavenly Father ringing in his ear, as he felt the power of the Holy Spirit fill him, he knew his purpose. He knew the rest of the plan. Maybe he had a glimmer of the road ahead with a cross on a hill. We'll never know. He left the riverbank changed, though, and he was charged with a new understanding. His life would never be the same. Now, we talk about our spiritual walks, our journeys, our crosses that we bear. We look at this topsy-turvy world, especially this week, has revealed such an anger, such a darkness expressed through terrifying mobs breaching a hallowed place of decorum and ritual. And we look at that darkness. We look at those violent, those evil actions, and it can't help but affect us very deeply. Why? Because we're people of the light that was given to us in our baptism, the light that comes to us through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the divine light that shines on us and through us and around us, because we have been sealed as Christ's own, loved and beloved forever. We are people of the light. We follow Jesus, who is the light of the world, who calls us to shine our lights too. You are the light of the world, he tells us. Be like me, shine. In the season of Epiphany, as we hear again the story of that great commissioning of Jesus through the waters of baptism, we can reflect on what it is that we are being called to do and to be through our baptism. Can we do to shine our light, to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit in these challenging times? How can we be more like Jesus every day? In these COVID times, how can we offer love, kindness, compassion, and blessing to one another? May we hear the voice of our Creator whispering in our heart of hearts how very much we are loved and cherished. Thanks be to God for this gift of love given to us in our baptism, the Spirit that sets our hearts on fire in dark times, and the words of Jesus, our Savior, who inspires us every day and leads us forward to serve in his name. Amen.
A time of intercessory prayer. In the waters of baptism, we are called to be God's children and to minister to one another. Let us therefore pray for ourselves, for one another, and for all those in need of our prayers, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the church, that it may stand fast in the one faith to which it has been called.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the world, so that conflicts may cease and peace may reign in this new year.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all Christians who have been baptized into one family of faith, that their lives reflect the forgiveness and love which was first shown us.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray their eyes may be open and that they may work for an end to oppression and injustice.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the sick, especially. May be turned to health, and that they might once again join us in our work and worship.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the faithful who have gone before us, that we may remember the example of their lives and be reunited with them in joy and everlasting life.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
It's better than we ourselves. Accept the prayers which we offer and strengthen us to do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation. The same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took the flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who placed their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and light. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who on the night he was handed over to suffering and death, took the bread and gave thanks, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your holy church. Gather into all, one, all who share these sacred mysteries, filling them with your Holy Spirit, confirming them in the faith and the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your power, through your Son, Jesus Christ. All glory and honor are yours, Father and Son, Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, O Lord, from every evil, and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer. knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving Spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with these holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world, rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love. Thank you.